I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just like the feeling, I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe, Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review, or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight, I'm joined by Temmie, and Temmie's had a lifetime of astral travel experiences. Temmie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Cade. How are you?
I'm very good. I'm very excited. You're our first guest that's had these types of experiences, so I'm very excited to hear about it. Do you mind going back and telling us, I guess, about your first time you experienced astral travel and maybe giving me a little bit of an idea of what astral travel actually is?
Okay. Astral travel, when I was a child, I think I used to do it a lot when I was a child because I can remember floating above myself in bed and seeing my sister. We shared a room and trying to, may sound silly, but as a child, I can remember trying to flap my arms like trying to fly, and I would hit the ceiling, and that was sort of like the first time. That would have been about when I was very young, about 7 or 8. And then I suppose because of children experience are very easy to do those sort of things with astral travel. But just to get back to what astral travel is, it's where the spiritual body, if you can call it like that, it detaches from the physical. And some people might say that it's the soul leaving the body, but I don't really think it's the soul, because somewhere inside of you, when you are astral traveling, you know that your physical body's there, but you're still connected. So that's what I think, for me, that's my experience, as what astral travel is when it detaches, when you detach from your body.
And when you're in this, is there a form that it's called? Is it an astral form, or is there some other type of, I guess, wording that you would use for that?
Everything that I've sort of like read over the years, we have an auric body. And so we're made up of layers of energy. So I can only presume that somewhere that it's connected with that when we are in a state and we're at the right, everything's just perfect for you to do an astral travel, it just detaches. And that's when you let go. But you're not letting go in the sense of like dying, but you're letting go as in your energy, you're trying to release yourself to see further. It's very, very hard to explain, but it's all connected with, like, meditating is very, very much part of it. And I think that, it's very hard to explain in the sense of that there's so many parts of you and that the layers, and it's just the layers that when you let go of one, you can do something else. Do you sort of understand what I'm trying to get at?
Yeah, absolutely, I do. It kind of sounds like it's you kind of have basically the embodiment of your actual body, but you seem to be able to take on so many more, I guess abilities would be a good word for it, that
yeah.
I guess the physical body wouldn't be able to do because it's in a different realm or a different state of existence. Is that correct?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And you said that children experience this, I guess, easier or more often than adults. Is there a reason for that?
I think that they're more open to experiences, or that they're not so controlled as, you know, like when you hear about children that can be like psychic and they can see things or experience things that as an adult we just have turned off. I think they're just more open to it.
Yeah, okay. So their minds are just, they're not really subjected to the real world yet, and it's a little
correct.
Bit easier for them to accept things that I guess society wouldn't say is normal.
Yep.
Basically, have you experienced astral travel ever since you were a child then? So did that continue all the way through your life, or did you have moments where it came in and it kind of went away depending on what was going on?
Yeah, it came in and it came out. So what happened was I joined a meditation group and we used to have guest speakers and such, and a person came in and was speaking about astral projection. And I'd heard this, you know, like astral travel and astral projection. And I just thought, oh, the way they were explaining it and everything like that, I thought, yeah, I used to do that as a child. And so then when they were explaining it, of how to do a certain sequence to release yourself to astral travel, I thought I would go home and experience it. So I started to do it, and the first time I tried it, it kind of worked. It half and half sort of worked, and then I didn't do anything. I just felt myself sort of pull up and then pull out again. So what it was through breathing. So breathe and just concentrate on your breath, and you have to blank everything out. So there's no thoughts about what you've got to do with the kids. There's no thoughts about having to do washing or whatever. You had to blank everything out. And that's where I think on that first time when I did experience it, I let thoughts come into my head and it just didn't work. So that's when I started to meditate on a regular basis over I think it was between 9 and 12 months that I really concentrated on doing it, and then it started to really work. And then I started to experience out-of-body and start going around the house and then outside the house, and then it started from there.
I have so many questions because this is all really new to me and it's all very, very exciting. So when you're in this astral form, and how do you get around? How do you do things? Are you able to interact with I guess physical objects, or are you more, let's say, in a ghostly kind of manner, and you can just say, let's say, pass through walls or pass through objects, things like that?
It's very hard to explain. So let me just explain that first. When you do astral travel, some people feel a vibration of the whole body, and then it's sort of like, it's like butterflies, because for me, it all comes from my, like the belly and the solar plex. So then you have this pulling, and then I suppose you could say it's just through your eyes that you are seeing. So maybe you are like, we'll just imagine it as a ghost. So you can go through walls and such. When you start doing things, not that I see myself going through the walls, I'm just automatically outside. So, but again, everyone's experience is different. It's a very hard thing to explain in that sense, but yeah, the butterfly feeling, the pulling, you can feel the pulling of yourself and then coming out.
And how much control do you have of yourself? Do you feel like you have complete control of everything you do? You're very conscious about the decisions that you're making, or do you feel like you're kind of on an autopilot and you're just there for the ride?
At first, I think the first time when I really started doing it, that there was no control. There was just like it was just like you limited yourself, well, myself, to the bedroom. And then as my confidence grew, next minute I was thinking of outside and I was outside. And so then it goes on from there. So I think the more that you do it, the more confidence that you get, the more that you can push yourself. And that's, I push myself because I'm curious. So, and I like to know what's going on sort of thing. I like to explore. So I did.
Let's refer to it as, I guess, the astral realm or the astral world, because I think that might be a really good way for us to, I guess, describe where that place is. Does that interact with the real world, or is it a completely other realm? So let's say when you've astral projected outside, are you able to see people outside or the traffic or what's going on in the world, or is it?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I could see, but there's two different things to that. It all depends on, again, on the person. But for myself, I could see traffic. I could see, you know, like the lights on people's homes. If I went down towards the city, I could see, you know, like people cleaning, like the street sweeper coming through the streets, sweeping up all the rubbish. What else did I see? Oh, I've seen homeless people under the bridge sleeping. I could see it all.
Wow, that's really fascinating. It's really interesting, because I wonder if this is a common realm that people go in if they go and astral project or travel. Have you ever encountered any other, I guess, beings or creatures in this realm?
Excuse me. Yes, I have. Not that I could. On one particular one, I have gone out and I've started just floating around. Sorry. And I found myself in the city. And in the city, I could see that on all the buildings were these black satellites, like dishes. But they were black in the sense that it was not normal black. They were... It was like I wasn't supposed to see them, but I could see them, and they're on every building.
I just have a question before you continue. Could you see those black satellites in the real realm?
No.
Wow, okay.
So what's happened is, as I'm looking at them, because I'm wondering why is every building in this particular city have all these black satellite dishes? And then I could see to, you know, your provisional... you know, like when you're looking, that you could see just to the corner, I could see something black floating, but every time I tried to look at it, it would just move, so I could never catch it. But it was hovering near me, and there was a high-pitched noise sort of coming from it, so it sounded like mechanical in one way. And so that's as I told you, I felt fear and I didn't like the feel of it.
So you felt in danger from it?
I did. And so then I went back home and I just thought, no, I've got to finish this now. So I went back and I was back in my body.
Wow.
So I don't know what that was all about, but I have experienced something similar. You'll have to excuse me. But when I was a child, when I remembered that as a child, I remember I astral traveled very similar in the city that I grew up in. And again, I could see when at a particular place where I used to walk to school, I could see these black objects sort of like hovering in the air. And I felt a fear and then I woke up from it. But to me, that I don't know what those ones were the meaning of. So I can't sort of say, you know, like I was dreaming of UFOs or whatever, but they were there. But I just have no clue what I could do, you know, like what they meant, you know, like for what would a child need to know that for?
Do you feel more, I guess, accessible by negative energy or, I guess, negative spirits in that realm?
I think it depends. Sometimes, for me, I haven't had anything that was very dark in the sense of, like, we'll say on a spiritual sort of level, like a spirit of any kind. There's never been anything like that, no.
Okay, because it sounds like it's such a weird little place. Well, no, it's not little. It's the entire world by the sounds of it. It sounds like it's just another blanket universe, basically.
Yeah.
But with these, basically there's these black satellites, which is absolutely fascinating because it's kind of like, is there a whole other governmental system in this realm? Is there surveillance going on? Because I mean, it sounds like this thing was obviously keeping an eye on you when you were walking around the town that you're talking about earlier. Have you encountered other people that you could actually interact with?
I wouldn't say I've interacted with them, but I think they've noticed me. But they've not said nothing. I've done for many years, I have had this thing that I had to go to Ireland. I don't know what it is. It was just something before, like, we had internet or anything like that. Anything that I could find, I was drawn to Ireland. And as I was starting to learn to do this, I projected myself to Ireland. And I went to these places, but there was a lady. And there was a particular lady I've forgotten the town's name, but it was down in Cork. And she like looked at me, but she never said nothing to me. And she could see me. So I don't know anything like that. But when I did eventually travel and I went there, I found these places and it was just like, oh my God, I've been here, I've stood here, everything. It was just, and it was a great feeling because even though I had projected there, the feeling was wonderful. And it is wonderful. There is wonderful feelings when you do astral projection. But when it comes to the real thing, it just seems that little bit more nicer and exciting and you're there. So it's very hard to explain, but it's very...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I think that when it comes to astral projection, there is another level of a reality, but it's mixed with this reality. And there's other things going on, I think, that we just have not tapped into just yet.
It absolutely sounds like that, Tammy. It's really, really intriguing because when you go into the, I guess, the astral plane, is it always the same, or do you find that you sometimes go into different versions of it?
I think I've gone into different versions. I can remember one particular one, when was this one? It would have been 2006, I think it was. And we had things that, you know, like little conflicts and stuff in the Middle East and stuff like that. And I remember being in a desert but near water, and I could see this this war like fighting in fashion. And I just stood there and I watched it, and I just felt very, very, I could see people and the way that they were treating each other, and I felt very scared. And so I just said to myself, I need to go. And then I'd come back. It's very, once you get going with it, you can, it's one way you can control it and one way you can't. And for some reason, however it works, they put you there. Do you know what I mean in that sense? Even though I wanted to go to Ireland, I was taken there. But when I didn't want to go to the Middle East, but I was taken there. So I've been to places like that. I've been there was another time when I went, before I even went to Spain, I'd been to Spain, and I knew things there. So it was sort of like, even though I'm doing it now, I'd already been there.
It's so interesting, because one of the key things that I noticed that you said there is that you said that they decide where you go. Can you elaborate on who they might be?
Whoever the powers be, it seems like it's, even though you're in some sort of control, I think you are guided or pushed towards something that you need to see. So that's only on my thoughts, so I'm not sure what other people experience in that way, but that's where they direct me. I'm not sure who they are.
And I'm sure everyone's experience is different as well, because it seems like it's such a personal thing, because I mean, you are the only one experiencing this. So it'll be really interesting to see if other people who are listening to this, who have done astral travel or visited the astral realm, if they've had similar, I guess, occurrences or anything like that.
Yeah.
So before we jumped on and started recording, you also told me about this experience you had when you were in your bedroom, where you kind of shot up through the roof. Can you tell me a little bit about that one?
Yeah, that was at the time my ex-husband had been away working, and I actually had two of the kids come in and jump into bed with me, and I had the aircon on, and it became very, very cold, and we had an old aircon, so you had to get up and turn it off. And so I got up because it was quite cold, and as I turned it off, I turned around to get back to my side of the bed, and all of a sudden I've sort of walked forward, and next minute I felt myself being like going so fast, whooshed straight up. And I'm going so fast that I can see everything, the whole city. I could hear an aeroplane, and I could see its lights flashing, and I could hear it, you know, like it was not so far away. And then as I'm going so fast, I felt, it was very exciting, and then I heard someone say to me, "We're going home." And just for that brief moment, I felt that, yes, I'm going home. But the only thing that changed that was that I thought of my children, and then I said, no, I can't do this. And as soon as I sort of like said that, I was bang, I was back in the room, and I was actually on the floor at the end of the bed. So that was one of the, I don't know what I've walked into, but it, I think it was sort of like maybe we can call it a vortex, something like that. It's just, I've just walked straight into there and they've just gone, it's just gone up.
Wow, a vortex.
I'm not sure if people sort of believe in those sort of things, but I do believe in those sort of things, that there's certain spots around the world that there is certain things that maybe you walk through one and it could be very cold, or you could walk through one and miss a little bit of time, gain time.
Were you able to see the vortex at all?
Not that one. After, when I started to do all this astral traveling, things started to sort of like kick in a little bit more with experiences. Another time I was laying in bed, and I've just woken up, and right to my, because I was on the left side of the bed, to my left, there was a, how can I put it, a shaft of light coming up from the floor straight through the roof. And if you can imagine the matrix, you know, the numbers that go 0111000.
On that, you know, kind like of in, trickling down?
Yes, trickling down. Yep. As well, it wasn't the numbers. It was just, it was sort of like static, but it was light.
Okay.
So, and out of all that, I started to see faces coming up. So it's going that, it's going upwards, and it's like a very fast river with faces coming up, and they're trying to talk to me. And as they're going past, I could hear them sometimes call my name, but I couldn't understand them. And I sat there and I watched it, and then because I'm inquisitive, I sat up and I put my face into the vortex or the whatever it is, and all I felt was sort of like very cold, like an air conditioner, but very, maybe you could say gel-like, maybe a cold gel-like sort of feeling. And then because I put my face into it, I couldn't hear nothing. So, and I couldn't see none of the, I only saw the light, and there was no faces or anything like that. But as I came back, the faces then started to come back up again and started, like, you know, like trying to do messages really, really fast because they're going so fast.
And were the faces repeated, or were they different faces every time?
Different all the time. I've seen faces like men with big bushy beards, like very similar, say, like Ned Kelly times. I've seen children. I've seen women. There were every different kind of sort of person.
What do you think that was? Do you think that's a warning or anything like that?
I'm not sure. To me, when I think back of it, it was like maybe it was just a certain sort of energy that had messages through it. Do you know, like if you have like a recording?
Yeah, yeah.
It was like a tape recording gone through. It was just passing through. So, but I could not understand anyone because it was in all different languages. There was nothing. In fact, there was nothing in English at all. So all those faces going up, it was sort of like in different languages. But I could hear my name every now and then because they would say my proper name, which is Tamara, not Tamara. So and then I thought, oh, my God, what is this? But then it just faded. So it just faded, and then it was gone.
Is this still happening to you today?
Not so much with those. Sometimes because we've recently shifted to an area, the only thing that's happened to us of late is we have game time. My husband was working an hour and a half away, and I drive him to work because he doesn't drive. And so we leave about 4:30 in the morning, get to the next town, which is half an hour away, and then journey on to Brisbane. And so this one morning, we'd been doing this journey for the past 8 weeks. We're on our way. About 4:30, we left, and it was a bit chilly. And as we're driving along, I have to go, we do about 80 Ks, I do. So because we've got deer and we've got lots of roofs and we're in the country and we have to go up a bit of a range and then around a dam. So as we're going, we've got the radio on. We're talking about actually renovating. And as we're talking, we get to this one point and then all of a sudden it was just blank. And the next moment I wake up, but I'm still driving and I'm at the end of this road and it's, which takes us half an hour to get to this next town. And I look at the clock and I think, this is wrong. And I just kept thinking to myself, how did we get here? Because I don't remember going over the range. I don't remember going through certain areas that were really tight that we have to be, we're always sort of like careful with. And I got to the servo and I'm thinking, this is wrong. What's happening? And my husband kept saying, how did we get here? How did we get here? And it was just that because he was saying it and I was saying it and then we got to his work so early, I just thought, how do we do that? So what's happened is there was 16 kilometres we cannot account for. We don't remember going past a particular area that was having maintenance with like the flashing lights and everything like that with the Southeast Queensland Water Board, which was going on at the time. We don't remember going past another up through this range. We don't remember anything up to a point where all of a sudden we were there. And it took us, I think we lost, we gained 30 minutes. So I don't know how we did it. But that's the only thing that's ever happened to us, but it's never happened again.
That's really, really interesting because I've heard stories for days about people who have had missing time, but I've never actually encountered anyone that's gained time. That's incredible.
I've been trying to look out for anyone that has gained time. There has been a couple, you know, like over the, you know, like in the USA, over in Germany and stuff like that. But I've never, it's more people losing time. And we just don't understand it. Whether it's because we've just hit a certain spot and it's just, everything's just right, or there's been something there or whatever. But we have seen sometimes maybe like strange lights flying over the dam. But look, I couldn't tell you what was happening there. We still sit around the table going over it, which we have experienced before, whereas in Ireland there was four of us. We'd been fishing and it took us 45 minutes to get to our hotel. We made it in 10 minutes.
Wow.
And the four of us cannot understand how that had happened, and that was the first time it ever happened. That was in Ireland. So there must be little pockets of something there. I'm sure there has to be.
Do you think that has anything to do with your astral capabilities?
I'm not sure, because when it comes to like the people in the car, I will have to say that my husband is not a person who likes to be confronted with things like that. He'll have to sit there and really mull over it before, you know, making a judgment call. And I don't think he would say that he has astral traveled before or anything like that. But for me, I think, again, maybe it could be some sort of pocket of, or maybe a vortex of some kind that sort of maybe speeds things up.
It's absolutely mind-boggling because I've never heard of anything like that before. Missing time, like I said, there are country mile those stories, but to gain time, that's really unique, Temmie, and it really makes me wonder what happened there. I mean, do you go down the path of, did you encounter something UFO related? Were you able to somehow astral project yourself, the car, and everyone in it, and gain this extra time? There's just so much, really, so many different possibilities, I guess, to what happened.
Maybe we could say I could not say that I could astral project a whole vehicle and that forward, even though excuse me, I suppose there could be a possibility that people can do that. But I think with the astral projection that you have to be in a pretty well meditative state to really do things like that. But I don't think that it could be that. I would I'd go more either a vortex of some kind, or it could be maybe something to do with a UFO thing. It could be.
Well, Temmie, I want to thank you for coming on the show. You have really genuinely blown my mind with your stories and your encounters. They're absolutely fascinating. They really intrigue me. This is something that I really want to hear more about. And I'm going to actually go and really take the effort to find out more about astral projection, because it seems absolutely fascinating. And the fact that you're able to go into this other dimension, this other world, it's fantastic.
Yes, it is. But be warned that it does take a little bit to project, to make yourself, to disengage from your body. But once you start doing it, and once that you feel very confident in doing it, that, the world's the limit.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe, and you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.